Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nara, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 12 of Gotham, entitled What the Little Bird Told Him.
Yeah. Alright, so let's kick off this episode, which I think was probably my favorite episode of Gotham so far, just by saying Season 2 is coming. So how do we feel about that?
I'm excited about Season 2, just because I think... I hope that, you know, they listen to people's opinions and the critics or whatever and make the necessary changes for Season 2. I think it's a good opportunity to look at your mistakes and improve upon them. It's good. And if episodes are more like this, I like the show a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to set some sort of a precedent.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say when I read the news, I was like, okay, but then this episode really made me more invigorated and more excited about the possibility of a Season 2. I was kind of down after, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of not that great, and I was kind of like, I don't know if the show's ever going to pick up steam, but this was definitely one of the better episodes. How would you have graded it?
So, if I'm grading it, like, as a Gotham episode, like, just in relative to other Gotham episodes, it's my favorite episode, so I guess it would be an A in that sense.
Yeah.
But if I'm, like, grading it next to other shows, I'd probably give it, like, a B+.
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking. I was considering maybe going to an A-, but I think B+ is probably
I think
accurate.
The ending makes it, like, an A-.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the stupid stuff in the beginning, just, like, it's, like, the point, like, I don't understand why they find it necessary to add the Riddler and Barbara to this episode. It had nothing to do with anything.
I don't, especially, like, that Riddler storyline, picking something up from, like, I don't even know how long ago that was that it had the whole thing with the Kringle girl. It just feels like I wasn't waiting for more of that story. And the Barbara thing just feels so random. It's just one scene. Like, what? Like, just cut it out of the episode. Bring it to a different episode.
Like, I feel like maybe they don't have good editors.
Yeah, I don't get it. Especially, like, we haven't seen... I mean, like, I'll say one of my positives here is actually that they limited the number of storylines happening, and we didn't have a... You know, I mean, I think it's good as far as for the story that we didn't have Bruce and Alfred, but I still would have preferred... If we're going to have one scene... Give it to Bruce and Alfred because we didn't have them last week. Why did you give it to Barbara?
Or even the Riddler.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. We haven't seen Harvey Dent for a while. It's a weird mixture.
Or, you know, Cat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Have it be like a random, at least for like Cat, like have it be like a random scene with Cat, like of her like on the streets.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded as much just because... That's kind of her character.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, kind of on
little
her own.
Little vignette
and, like,
kind of things, yeah.
Exactly. So that would have made more sense, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, anyway, we'll talk more about Barbara later.
All right, as far as the positives go, we got probably our biggest plot development in quite a while.
Maybe ever.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So Fish's plans failed, Elias is gone, Penguin has more power now, and... We can kind of move on from everything that was set up from the pilot and see what's next for the show.
Yeah, no, I really liked the whole ending. I loved, I don't know, like, honestly, though, when I was watching this episode, I was like, Fish is really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, she's supposed to be, like, when I first started her, I kind of saw her as, like, in the pilot, she was, like, a strong, smart female character.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like... Are you that much of an idiot? I don't know. I feel like she should have been smarter about all of this. And,
I agree.
You know, like, do you honestly think he would just, like, she's like, leave town. And he's like, okay, without asking any questions. Like, I don't know.
No, that was her whole plan. This being her final plan after all these episodes was kind of lackluster. I have to agree with you there. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, especially with all the training she put into... I thought that
she was just going to have Liza kill him and, like, sleeping or something.
Yeah.
And, like...
All that training for Liza to be, like, a badass, and then she gets just choked to death and doesn't even do anything to protect herself. It seems...
Well, I think she was caught off guard. I don't know. I think she was, like, in love with him.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, in love, like, in a romantic sense, but maybe, like a father kind of thing. And she just kind of, like...
Falcone and Liza were the two most interesting characters in this episode for me. And Falcone has become my most interesting character. So it's funny to me because they were two favorite characters. And then one of my favorite characters killed my other favorite. It was actually sad for me to see her go. I don't know how you felt.
Yeah,
but...
actually, you know, when I saw her die...
Yeah.
It was weird because before this episode, if you had just mentioned in passing, Eliza, like, might die, I would be like, okay, whatever. But actually, this ep- I don't know what changed, but when I saw her die, I felt really sad.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I felt sad to see her go, and I could see the actor who plays Falcon is really good. I could see his pain as he was choking her. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just me, but...
I agree. I think Falcone is really interesting. I think the fact that he's sort of old and worn down, and this is kind of, people are saying this is his, like, rebirth, him, like, finding, he gives him purpose again. Fish gives him purpose with this whole betrayal and with what happened with Liza. And I like that. I like the fact that he was considering giving it all up, and that whole scene with Zaz where he's like, I don't care about respect. It doesn't matter. They don't want me. Why should I be here? I thought that was really interesting.
Talking
like
about Zaz,
yeah,
I still think it's so, they could do so much more with that character, and I feel like they just ruin it. I don't know.
I wonder if it's supposed to be like he starts off sort of small scale, and then once he gets unleashed on his own, he goes really crazy. But no, it is feels weird of him just being a lackey, like in it for the money almost. Like,
I always thought he was just crazy, but now, I don't know, people don't go after money. Yeah.
Can we also talk about how, I was thinking about how Fish, all these episodes in now, I still don't know anything about her. We don't know any backstory, I still don't know why she wanted power. Like, it doesn't, so now she's just a dummy with no backstory, and I'm just like, why didn't she just get killed then? Why is Book still alive? Why did he keep Book alive? Like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, but I really liked Gordon this episode, which obviously is a big turnaround for me.
I did like Gordon. I like Bullock like usual.
Yeah,
I did like Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's that I thought he was just more charismatic this episode. He was having fun with the role, and he was cocky, and, you know, and the fact that he now is actually friends with Bullock instead of just arguing with Bullock every 5 seconds, and that he likes Lee instead of Barbara, makes me much more connected to that character. Like, so...
No, I love Lee's character. I mean, I love the actress, so I know I'm kind of biased on that. But, I mean, we hardly know her, so that's probably where the bias comes from. Just because I know she has the ability. As long as they give her a good story, I know she can act it well.
Yeah. I think the thing for me, I mean, I think I wrote it here, that both Lee and Gordon, I still think they're not super complicated. They're not, like, complex characters. But at least they're likable characters now. So that's a good step. I think both of them are they're more charismatic this episode, and yes, Lee, they still haven't given her a ton, but she's charismatic, and I don't think that's just the bias coming through. She already is more charismatic than Barbara was with, you know, even before all the craziness with Barbara.
I liked their kiss at the end.
Yeah.
I thought that I wouldn't have cared, but then I kind of liked it because I liked how he still was like, he wasn't like, he was confused about it too. I don't know. I just thought it was very realistic how they did that.
No, I thought that was a pretty strong scene for them. I thought it was kind of funny to end it with the, like, their kiss being broken up by the news. It felt kind of random, but I was like, okay, well, good kiss. let's talk about Electrocutioner a little bit. I like the actor, but there's a lot of weird things going on with it, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I liked the actor. I liked the kind of the feel, like the way he talked and the way he acts. But then you mentioned here something that I also mentioned was like the bomb. What was that bomb?
Yeah, the Moroni bomb specifically was just like, what?
Yeah,
like,
the Moroni bomb. That's what I was talking
about.
He
got like a red face and that was it. And like none of them died. It seemed really weird.
Unless it's like some sort of radioactive thing that we'll find out next episode.
Yeah. I feel like if this wasn't a prequel for Batman where I knew Maroni like had to be around, it feels like Maroni doesn't need to exist anymore. If they had just killed Maroni in this episode, it probably would have been for the best. But I don't know. Maroni was such an idiot. Why did he believe Penguin? I was just like, that's really weird. It didn't seem like he was actually like...
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's something we don't know about that. Praying that maybe he was being followed or something. Maybe he's like, okay, if we let him go, then we'll know where he's going.
Yeah, that was my assumption, but then it's just like, what?
Well, the thing is, they ended the episode with the murder.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing next episode will be a continuation of that, which means that we'll know if he was followed or not. I think that's why they ended the episode with that.
Yeah.
With the cop saying that.
It is interesting. So, I mean, remember at the beginning of this season, they had the whole thing, the war is coming, the war is coming. Like, do you think the fact that Falcone is sort of reasserting his power here, is the war still coming? Is Maroni still, like, planning things? Or is it kind of just, like, now Falcone's on top?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I forgot about that war.
Yeah. Yeah, they were making such a big deal out of it, and now it kind of feels like things are dying down.
Now there is things are dying down, haha. I have no idea. I like Falcone. Maroni's just, he was stupid in this episode too.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know.
I did think, I was kind of, it was, okay, it was funny and sort of tension building that Penguin got electrocuted and was talking about Falcone. But I was also like, I was like getting worried. I was like, is Penguin's entire undoing going to be that he accidentally got electrocuted and said something stupid? Because that would be so sad.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he only said that one thing. I loved the whole ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing that Fish Marie does really well is her, like, pissed off face.
Yeah.
So at the end where she was, like, when Penguin walked in and Fish was like, oh, my God, why was I so stupid?
Yeah,
and he's in this stupid, and the, you know, and Penguin's smile, which he does it really well.
Mm.
I just love that scene.
Yeah. I will say it's also interesting to think about almost, like, everything that's happened in the show is because Gordon didn't kill Penguin. Like, if Gordon had killed Penguin, things might have played out completely differently.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just interesting. What did you think about the end of the electrocutioner plot? Did you think, like, he was very easily defeated? It was kind of funny. I'll give them that.
I think that's what they were trying to do, that it was funny. Yeah. And for that purpose, like, obviously if every, like, it kind of reminded me of Doctor Who a little bit. But how, like, they, like, killed a villain in, like, 5 seconds sometimes.
Yeah.
And which is fine if they do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if this is, like, a one-time thing or, like, they won't do it again for several weeks.
Yeah.
But, so I was okay with it. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
And how did you feel about Gordon not being at Arkham anymore? Just one episode he was at Arkham.
I was annoyed about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they could have gone, at least, like, in my opinion, maybe he'll go back at some point.
Yeah.
But I feel like they could have gotten so many more storylines out of Arkham.
Yeah.
That they, like, kind of just lost there. I don't know.
I do think it was really, really quick, his amount of time at Arkham. But I also am glad to see him back with Bullock and everybody. So, I am torn. I don't really, I'm not a huge fan of that commissioner guy. He seems kind of lame, but we'll see.
His future right there.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny when they mentioned the commissioner, and I was like, wait a second, I guess we haven't seen him. Like, I didn't even, like, process that we hadn't seen.
Well, when they said that, I was like, oh, is that Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not right.
That's really funny.
Can we just talk for, like, 5 seconds about Barbara?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So those were her parents.
Yeah. I was half expecting it to be somebody important, and then I was just like, who the hell is this?
They were, like, weird. Their parents were weird.
Yep.
So I guess she was kind of asking to move back home.
Mm-hmm. So what's her purpose?
So what's...
It was so weird that I was like, okay, they're planning something. Something has to be coming from this because it's so weird.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was like, maybe her parents are some villain that we don't know yet.
It was so... I mean, the only... I mean, like, in some ways, as a character thing, it was slightly interesting because it's like, okay, she came from this, like, really stodgy background that probably, like, made her into this mess that she is, but I don't care. And so it's like, and I don't want her to get in the way of the relationship with Leslie and Gordon, so then, like, what is her point? It's, she has no connection to any, right now she literally has no connection to any character. It's done with the Montoya, she's done with Gordon for now, at least. So it's just,
so
like,
I'm guessing the parents have some sort of an important role that we don't know. I'm
maybe
hoping,
they killed the Waynes.
That would be interesting.
We haven't seen the whole Wayne murder thing brought up.
That's
in a while.
That's gonna be the season. Oh, do you think they'll figure that out end of season one?
I think either they'll figure it out.
Wait, in the comics is Batman? No, Batman knows who killed his parents, right?
Yeah. I mean, there have been a lot of different variations. There have been versions where it's the Joker, and then there have been a lot of versions where it's just a random killing. It's usually a random killing, and that's kind of what makes it such a big deal. Because if it's some one person who did it for a conspiracy, then it's like, okay, I can take that one person down. But the fact that it's a random killing is kind of what makes Batman Batman. So, I don't know. But this is what the show chose to do. I do think the murder mystery thing is interesting. It'll be interesting. I wonder if this is the way they're introducing Joker. But why would Joker be in a mask? I don't know. It's all a weird thing.
They're leaving the Joker off for on purpose, I'm sure. I'm just I don't think it was the Joker. I think we're going to see the Joker later, but are we going to see like a teenager Joker?
I hope not. At least a 22-year-old or something.
Yeah,
Joker sounds really weird.
Like, imagine like a 16-year-old Joker, like he's going through puberty.
Oh my god, it's so weird.
No, I think they'll do kind of a Harvey Dent kind of a thing,
yeah,
age.
Well, I mean, I think Joker being a little bit older than Batman actually makes some sense compared. Unlike Harvey Dent, who I had more of an issue with, I think Joker being older actually works.
Yeah, because Harvey Dent and him were supposed to be friends, right?
Yeah. Whereas Joker, like, he's like, I almost think of him as being immortal. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he isn't, but like, he just seems ageless.
Well, because because they don't really, he doesn't. Yeah. You know, you never really see his face, right? So, I mean, you do, but you don't see, like...
The normal
face. Yeah, his normal. Like, you don't know if he's 50 years old, 40 years old. You don't really know.
Exactly. All right, well, this is... I mean,
is
what else? Do you have anything else?
Is that all we have?
That's pretty much all I have. I mean, because they were so streamlined with only basically...
Can you explain the cupcake joke to me?
Riddler is a weirdo.
What was it supposed to mean?
It was supposed to be that things that are beautiful can also be dangerous, just like you, because you're a dangerously beautiful woman. It made no sense. It was weird. I was also very unclear. I was confused by that scene too, when the other guy like sticks up for her, because it almost felt like for a second she was like thinking Riddler was funny, but then when Riddler walked away, she was like, "Oh, thank God that you saved me."
Yeah, I think it's like the Luke Frazier syndrome of like. You know, he likes spending time with me, but then when his friends came by, like, thank God you saved me from her, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love how there's, like, an actual syndrome I just created. Sorry, everyone, that was someone from my past. Anyway, I think that's it, right?
Yeah, no, it was not a whole lot. I assume we'll get Bruce and Gordon back, Bruce and Alfred back next week. So
I hope
I'm actually looking forward to it, which, you know.
And I just, God, can they kill Barbara? It's just, I don't understand, like, I don't even know, do you think there's a way they could save the character?
What if she just lives at her parents' house and we never see her again? That was the end of her storyline.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I really wouldn't either. I don't think they can save the character. I think, I mean, maybe if she became a villain and went crazy, but, like, I don't really want to see that. That's not good female representation, and it's just like... Well, ending off our Barbara rant, if you'd like to contact us, you can check us out at you can check us out at Superhero TV Pod on Twitter. I tweet Superhero TV news there every week, every day, actually. You can check out our blog, smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. What else can they do, Nari?
They can email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com with their questions, comments, criticisms. Whatever, jokes, please email us. I promise I'll read it out loud, and I'll thank you, and I'll love you.
Yes. Please check us out on iTunes. Look up Small Screen Justice. Please send us a rating or a review. It would really help us get found by more people. We thank you for listening, and have a baddie day.
Bye, guys.